Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
$30 million because they knew Chris McCaffrey. I don't know if he's going to be back. They say 6 weeks. I wouldn't be surprised if it was longer.
Yeah. Good call, Big Pun. Look, here's Kittle on CMC, the absence of CMC.
Christian is the offensive MVP for a reason. He was in the MVP voting for a reason. He had 20-plus touchdowns for a reason because he does it all in the pass game, in the run game. It's really fun because it's like having Debo and him are just interchangeable. Like, you'll have Christian running routes, and then all of a sudden you put a Mike linebacker on him and Debo's in the backfield. You have no idea what you're going to get. So it just gives us another dimension. And then, he's voted a cap. Like, he didn't do anything. He didn't do OTAs. He didn't do really much at training camp. He still voted a captain. So, like, there's the impact that you guys can see. He has an incredible impact on this team. Just him being around, he boosts everyone's confidence. But, I still think we could have, we won last week. I think we had opportunities to, find a way to win today. And, we just didn't. But, it's just there's things that we can't do without Christian.
So the loss of Christian McCaffrey, we know everybody's going to focus on the rushing yards with Jordan Mason, and he's been valiant in that aspect. But the Niners are 4-9 in the red zone so far this season. It's 5 red zone trips where they haven't scored a touchdown. Christian McCaffrey led the league in touchdowns last year, broke a franchise record. So his nose for the goal line is missed. And then what George Kittle's saying, that there's a lot of things we can't do without him. The screen game, the quick shovel passes. I mean, McCaffrey's everything. And again, I'm working under the assumption that we're not going to see him this season. That's the assumption I'm under. So how do you replace that? Who do you replace that with?
And through 2 games, it's not a huge sample. I feel like they've been able to run the ball. The thing that they haven't been able to do is take the big, deep shots via play action. Those aren't open like they were, right? When they had their, it felt like these drives are long drives. Not that they're Jimmy G-esque, but they're certainly not boom, 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 boom. We marched down the field in 6-7 plays.
We're grinding for them.
Right? There was a sense of urgency with the other offense when you had CMC in there. And I think that the way teams defended you on the back end was different and opened things up. Mm-hmm. Now I feel like people are dropping back and they're manning up in certain areas. It's just, I don't know. It doesn't look the same, even though they're running the ball at a good clip.
They're running the ball, but I think the biggest miss
the
is
play action third isn't
down.
There.
Well, the play action is not there. The screen game's not there. Checking it down to the running back is not there. And all the little subtlety. Your playbook opens up so much with Christian McCaffrey, and they're missing him in the red zone. They're missing because Jordan Mason is a north-south type of runner. You know, he's not going to have much wiggle. He's going to run right through you. He's got some hurdles, but he's going to run right through you. McCaffrey got so much wiggle that around the four-yard line, you could do so many different things. Inside the goal line, you run it to Jordan Mason. Teams are going to load up and say, okay, we know what's coming here. We know what's coming. He's not a threat in the pass game whatsoever. And so now you're putting yourself in a sticky situation here. The injury is Christian McCaffrey, the Achilles tendonitis. Again, I'm going to say this every single week. If McCaffrey comes back this season and plays, it will be a bonus.
So I think it's easy, like, I 100% agree with you, right? Anything you get feels like a bonus. But here's where my brain goes. And I think this is an impossible equation for the Niners to. There's no right answer. You try to get him back as soon as possible, and you run the risk of hurting him no matter what, right? But you try to get him back, get anything for him. Let's say he gets hurt. He's out for a year. Is it better? Like, if they think that he's going to get hurt no matter what, right? Is it better to get hurt now and then maybe he comes back and halfway through next year? Do you wait till December, January, and then he gets hurt December? I'm not saying he's automatically getting hurt, but it feels like that, right? He could be ramping himself up, feel really, 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 really good for, you know, 8 weeks, and all of a sudden he comes back and then get hurt. I feel like they're a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. That's kind of where I'm going. It's like I'm not going to crush the Niners if they rush him. I'm not going to crush him if they wait. I think they're screwed.
Well, yeah.
I hate saying it like that, but I feel like they're screwed.
Well, a conversation that we probably won't have today, but a question in my mind.
What's that?
Since we always like to talk about money and pocket watch, the Niners did give Christian McCaffrey a 2-year, $38 million extension at 19 per. And look, what you're going to do, not pay Christian McCaffrey? I get it. You pay him. You want to do right by him. But they did give him 2 years and $38 million. And we've got an Achilles tendonitis issue.
Well, the question then becomes, did you know about it before?
Right.
Like, that's the number one question to me. You can't necessarily control. The same thing happened with Eric Armstead. You sign Eric Armstead, he hurts his foot, underperforms.
Pearsall, you draft Pearsall. Exactly. And you say, oh, we knew about the shoulder. We knew about the
shoulder.
But
if you knew about, Kinlaw, they knew about the knee. Yeah. They knew about the knee before taking Kinlaw. And it ended up, you know, really bothering him. So, did you know or did you not? That's not for today. They don't look as explosive without McCaffrey. It's inarguable, even though Mason's running well.
Somebody on YouTube asked, how many catches? Oh, 602. How many passes to the running backs? Well, Juszczyk has had a couple catches last week. Yeah. He had a couple catches this week, but Jordan Mason so far this season, 2 catches, 9 yards.
Yeah, he's
2 catches, 9 yards.
That's just not a strength of his.
I think they're going to need another running back.
There's no doubt.
Let's go to, you know what? Huh. Look who's calling. Look who has the audacity to call. His team got a little win to Nashville, Tennessee. They're on the board after getting killed at Levi's Stadium, just destroyed. Yogi has decided to call the morning roast today. Huh, how ironic. Yogi, good morning. Where were you last week?
Monte, how you doing, buddy? Happy birthday. I just want to say happy birthday, man. You know, are you familiar with the Circle of Life at all?
Is this a Lion King's reference?
Yes. You know, you beat up on me, and then Sammy Darnold, the Jets Hall of Famer, comes in. Whooping that ass on your birthday.
Hey, Yogi, so when are you getting my jersey?
Hey, I was going to ask you, can I get you a Sam Darnold?
No, you're going to get me a Ricky Waters.
That's what you wanted next year for your quarterback, though. You want him next year for the quarterback, right?
Number 32, Ricky Waters.
You're already falling off the Brock Purdy bandwagon.
Hey, what the hell are you talking about? I don't even know what you're talking about. Yogi, why did you call me last week? Why'd you duck the smoke? Why you didn't call me last week? Because now you look.
Yogi, do me a favor. Make this call later on in the week.
You sound to look like a call. You sound to look like a clown right now. Why did you call me last week?
Because I knew you were going to be on a hiatus. But right now, look how it is. We're even ground now.
No, we're not even.
Now we're even ground.
The Niners beat the Jets by 13 points. We're not at even ground. What are you talking about?
We're both 1-1.
I don't know. Are you going to win the same amount of Super Bowl rings this year as the Jets? I think so. That's called even ground. We both lose this year.
Save that for later in the week. Let's go out to some real callers to talk Niner football.
What a joke. What a clown. What an absolute clown. No, Yogi, don't call back the show, please. I'm done with you.
Sorry, B. I don't need to hear that today.
Richie Rich in Livermore. Richie Rich.
What's up, Richie Rich?
Oh, what's good, my guys? Good morning, man. Happy birthday, B. Man, Yogi's a freaking cornball. Don't answer that dude's call no more.
He's a straight-up loser.
Dude's a straight cornball, dude. I'm with you, B. You guys kind of already touched what I was going to say, but, man, we've got our ass whooped, man, top to bottom, all sides of the ball. What really annoyed me, too, is Bosa. It looks now as if whoever lines up is ready for him, right? Mm. If you can withstand the bull rush, then you got time on that side. He ain't doing nothing special, dude. And if you guys noticed yesterday, we talked about this, Shassy, the new defensive coordinator was gonna put him back in coverage. I seen him drop back in coverage over 4 times yesterday, and Darnold was just sitting there like in Christmas, bro, ready to just do whatever he could do. That did not look good. And then Purdy, I know we said he had a hit or miss game. I think he had a bad game. I look at that pass he threw to Kittle on the far side, double covers that they dropped. That was almost an interception. Yeah. You know, and he does, you know, he does do that in that anticipation, right? He throws that ball a little bit early, you know, anticipating that runner's going to be there or that receiver, but he doesn't pull off of it. Like, if he's set on throwing that ball, he's going to throw that ball whether there's 2 guys there or 3 guys there, and that's scary, man. He got 300 yards yesterday, but he got that because of that fourth quarter, he got a bunch of garbage yards up the middle. Otherwise, he easily only throwing for 2-something, and he could have had 3 picks, fellas. What you guys think?
Well, I think you're kind of spot on here. I didn't think it was a great game by any means. He made a couple of really...
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.